All right. We have been talking on the subject of manifesting the sons of God. And this topic has been something that I didn't feel like I had quite completed it, because we were in this area, an area called vengeance and recompense. And this vengeance and recompense is something that I have kind of discovered in the church that is something that had not been preached. And when I discovered that, I saw that many of the things that God planned for us to accomplish perhaps were not accomplished because of the lack of vengeance in our lives. In other words, because vengeance hasn't been preached, in certain cases we have been victims. And that I saw when I got into it, a lot of people haven't preached it because they haven't known what it is. And they have looked at vengeance as some kind of retaliation. And that's really not what vengeance is. Vengeance has to do with a action that is spawned out of a love of justice. In fact, we talked about vengeance is not coming out of resentment, but out of justice. And we said that vengeance was necessary for, it took vengeance for Israel to get set free. And if this vengeance had not been taken, had not taken place, then we said that Moses, that our minds have to be changed, meaning that we have to understand that this, an understanding of vengeance, significantly changes our behavior and our attitude towards the things that we're going through today. In these last days, Satan, the Bible says, shall come with great wrath. And the reason why he's doing that is because he knows his time is short. Now, that's the Bible. So what has to happen now is that some things have to now start being manifested that were not manifested before. And he said that over in Hebrews 11:40, he said about God has reserved better things for us. And also over in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, that the end of the thing shall be better than the beginning. And so now, this whole idea of vengeance is something that is necessary that you and I can accomplish all that God has set out for us to do. Vengeance is a part of it. In fact, understanding vengeance not only creates significant change in behavior and attitude, but I said that redemption is not complete without divine provision, and that vengeance is one of the ways that God has of bringing provision to his people for the end time building and for us to be able to finish the work that he's called us to do so that Jesus could return. Now, let me give me a moment here. Let me just make sure I get myself together, because I want you to hear this. So now, the closer we get to the Lord's return, that systems in the world must come in line with heaven's government. And we call this work transformation. It's something new that we're saying here right now. And the enemy has been trying to keep the church from actually fulfilling their part, because the longer they delay, the longer he can stay out from underfoot. And he can continue his work in the world. But what we said is that because of a set time, and that set time is a pre-programmed time, that God is going to move, and no devil, man, no government, nothing can change it. It is a season that has now come, and the favor of God has come on Zion. Zion symbolizes the church. And so now, this is a new day. And I came to announce that every struggle that is in the life of the believer is ending today. That we have a new day and a new season, and the failures and frustration time is now over, and a new season of success and prosperity have begun, and I came to announce it. And everything that's prepared for you, that's been held back from you or scammed from you, is now going to be released and restored to you. There are no more delays or hang-ups or setbacks or substitutes. That everything that's holding you from your destiny must let you go, and must let you go now. So whatever is against your peace and progress, your business, your career, children, whatever has been against your life, God is commanding vengeance upon it today. Now, I'm saying this, that you'll not have to get even with anybody. It's God that's going to take over now, because it is a set time, and he has, I'm telling you, I believe it's just like in the natural. I believe that God has dealt with Pharaoh, had dealt with Pharaoh. Here come the lice, here come the frogs, here comes everything. Never, Pharaoh still wouldn't let him go. So now God says, all right, Pharaoh, I'm going to have to deal directly with you. And I'm telling you, God is dealing directly with the devil. And I'm telling you, everything now that the devil has been holding, he's going to have to give it up, because now there, God is not taking any captives. I mean, what I'm saying now is, this thing is going to come to pass whether the devil likes it or not. This is our day. This is our time. Say amen to this. Now, I'm saying this because it's time for us to right now become dangerously rude to the devil. That, amen, that everything he tries to talk to you about, cut him off. Just butt in on his conversation, because he has no more power. You are about to see power that has never been released in the earth before. And this power that is going to be released is going to completely disarm all wickedness and subdue every kingdom. The kingdom of politics, the kingdom of education, the kingdom of economics, every kingdom now is being subdued. That the manifestation of the sons of God is now being manifested in this earth. In these last days, everything will have to bow to the power of Almighty God. And I'm talking about, God is releasing power that has never been seen in the earth before. I am saying that you will walk into a hospital and the sick in bed will rise from their affliction just by the presence of you being there, that there will be such a host of angels with you that the very anointing of God will be there to remove every burden and destroy every yoke. Say amen to that. This power is being stirred up in you right now as I speak. I'm talking about not a little power. I'm saying mighty power. I'm saying the power of the kingdom is going to come on you now, and you're going to rise up in a dominion that you have never experienced before. And anything that's been harassing you, now you're going to turn around and harass it. You're going to take on the status of a world changer, because everywhere you go, you're going to shift the climate of that place in there. When you walk in the door, it's going to connect you with a power that God has originally ordained for the church for this hour. Every enchantment, every witchcraft, every spell that's been sent out against you will return. You are seated far above all principalities and powers. And when he said far above, he means far above. He means there is no sickness that's going to touch you. There is no depression that's going to come in your mind. I'm telling you, all wickedness will be cut off by the anointing that's going to be flowing through the Holy Ghost on you right now. The rain is coming. Shower down. I said, shower down. Now, God is beautifying the church. I said, God is beautifying the church. I'm saying that anything that's distracting from your beauty, it's going to be cut off. And I'm saying that anything contrary to beauty in your life is going to be destroyed. If you remember, Jesus healed them all. I'm telling you, you're going to come in a meeting with crooked teeth and leave out with straight teeth. I'm here to tell you that not only that, he's going to comfort all that mourn. I said, comfort all that mourn. I said, comfort all that mourn. I'm saying that everybody in the church is going to be comfortable beyond what they have ever imagined. You're not going to need to pray for yourself anymore. All your prayers are going to disappear, because the Holy Ghost is going to assure that you have comfort starting today. He will destroy sickness. He will destroy depression. He will destroy failure. You will be comfortable because the rain has come. And it's washing away all the shame in your life. So what are we saying here? That's what's been resisting you won't resist you any longer. This is your time now. You don't need to get mad at nobody, because the Holy Ghost is going to do justice. I said the Holy Ghost is going to do justice. Says in Psalm 66, 1 through 3, through the greatness of your power shall the enemies submit themselves to you. Heaven has kept records of everything Satan has done against you and how he has harassed you. But there's going to be a power coming. And you haven't seen this kind of power before. Now, you've seen the kind of power that a man can take a staff and stick it out over a sea, and the entire sea split and rise up on both sides and stay there until 3 million people cross over. Oh, you've seen that kind of power. Oh, you've seen the kind of power that a man named David come to the front line. And everybody's hiding out because of this big man Goliath. But David said, this day shall the Lord deliver you into my hand. And he said, and I got news for you. I'm going to cut your head off. And also your whole army, I will feed them to the buzzards of the air. Oh, you've seen the kind of power that one young 16, 17-year-old boy can defeat a whole army. Oh, you've seen that kind of power. Oh, you've seen the kind of power where three Hebrews who were accused of not bowing down to worship this statue. And the king said, don't you know I'll throw you in the fire? And they replied to the king, yes, king, we respect you, but the God that we serve, I want to tell you about the God that we serve. He will deliver us. I'm saying you've seen that kind of power. Oh, you've seen the kind of power where Esther went into the room of the king without being announced. And because she put on her royal apparel and went in righteousness, the king changed his laws. And now the Jews could be set free. You've seen that kind of power. Then I saw some power where the apostles prayed. And one night, Paul and Silas were in prison, and they prayed about midnight. And the Bible says the whole prison began to shake, and everybody's doors were open, and the jailer would have killed himself. But Paul said, wait a minute, do yourself no harm. We are all here. And the man got saved. You've seen that kind of power. But the power that I'm talking about, you ain't never seen before. I'm talking about mighty power. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Take your seats. Like I said, the whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. I said the whole earth is waiting. Now, I'm not going to take you through this today because I've already preached. But I'm here right now to tell you that there's a power coming that you're not going to need to explain nothing else. That the power is going to be explaining everything to everybody. It's going to let the devil and whoever is following him know who Jesus really is. Say amen to that. Amen. So now, vengeance and recompense. It says over in Isaiah 61, it says, and they shall build. Glory to God. The old waste. And he said, and thy seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed that the Lord has blessed. They're going to see you from a distance. And they're going to say, there goes one right there. There goes one right there. Say amen to that. Because the Holy Ghost is going to restore your dignity. Everything that Satan stole is coming back to you sevenfold. Give the Lord a hand. I'm not going to go into it anymore. All right. If you just keep your seats for a moment, please. One thing I want to call for those who are not in the kingdom. Now listen, you might be able to fool people sitting around you, but you can't fool God, and the devil knows you well because he's still running your life. So if you will, I want to pray with you. Why? To switch kingdoms. That's what they did for me years ago, and that's what I do for people here every Sunday. So if you're here and you know I'm talking to you, I'd like to pray with you right now. I'm asking you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Now, he can do more with you than you can ever do with yourself. You see, he made you, and he knows what purpose he made you for. And you can't really get into that purpose till you come back to the one that made you. Asking the ushers not to move around while I'm calling for souls. So if you're here and you know that I'm talking to you, I'd like to pray with you right now. Now, this is the most important time of your visit here. The most important time. Don't be ashamed of it. Every one of us had to come the same way. The Bible says at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. See, we all have to come this way. So he said, no one can come to the Father except by me, and no one can come to me unless the Father has drawn him. So you couldn't have even come in here unless the Father had something to do with it. Why? Because he saw your condition. Somebody prayed for you, and now it's your time to step forward and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray with you right now. Same prayer they prayed for me that took me from darkness to light. I want to do it right now in this church. If you're here and you say, Pastor, that's me. I don't have a relationship with the Lord, and I need to have that. Take a step of faith. Get up out of your chair. Come and stand with me at the altar right here. Come on down. Come on down, whoever that is. Come on down. Come on down. Come on, there are some more. Come on down. Come on, right where you are. Come on down. Come on, I'm waiting on you. Don't look at other people. They can't.